the name? Where did the voyages part come from? Is it a voyage of some?
It's a play on words because Captain John Smith from Jamestown and Pocahontas. And growing up, it was like, oh, I'm John Smith. And it's, oh, you're the guy from Pocahontas. So it was, I cycled through a couple different names and kind of landed on that. I was like, what if I take this, like, annoying reference I've got my whole life and spin it? And, you know, he's not the only John Smith who can go on a voyage. So that's kind of where it came from.
And on the recordings, you play all of the instruments, and you play a lot of different instruments in the real world. I mean, I'm curious how you came to play so many different things.
So I take a lot of influence from, you know, ELO and the Kinks and the Beatles, and all those bands had such a variety of instruments that they played around with, a lot of different textures and tones, and so I always really enjoyed that. And so when it came to writing my songs, I heard like these flutes and clarinets and all sorts of things, but I couldn't like form a band. So I was like, all right, screw it, I'll learn these things myself. And it kind of became like a means to an end, I guess.
Tell me about the album then, the new album.
It was weird because like I recorded it and then the band started forming and then I was like, you know, what do I do with this? Do I shelf it? Then the pandemic happened, you know, the state of the world was very depressing and still is, frankly. But so I want to get it out, and like it was something that I wanted to be like genuine to myself. These guys are super, super fun musicians, just like really great guys.
Yeah, I would say it's some of the best people I've ever played with, ever.
I wouldn't want to cram into a Subaru packed with gear with anyone else, really.
My leg was behind my head. It was crazy.
For WITF Music, I'm Joe Ulbrich.